Welcome to Mammon Audio, the time when mild hand spankings over mummy's knee come to an end and are replaced by something altogether more formal and painful is a landmark in a child's experience of parental discipline. Alistair remembers the first time his father took him upstairs to be caned.
I was brought up in a very middle-class family in Surrey, England in the 1960s, and my parents were, to put it mildly, very conservative and maybe slightly behind the progressive times of that era. That being the case, it's hardly a surprise that they were firm believers in the value of corporal punishment for their children. My younger brother Dominic and I were regularly customers for a smacked bottom from our mother when we were little boys. This was given in the traditional manner, over her knee with our underpants at our ankles. However, when I turned 7, my parents decided to promote me to the cane, and the next time I transgressed, I was very surprised that instead of being pulled close to my mother's lap to have my shorts and pants taken down preparatory to a spanking, instead my father took me by the hand and led me upstairs to my parents' bedroom. When we got there, he said, "Alistair, you have been extremely disobedient in this matter, and for that I propose to beat you." It was the first time I had heard the word, beat, so I wasn't quite sure what he meant. However, I was soon to find out. My father opened the door of his wardrobe and took out the cane. I learned later in life that this was bought from the notorious Eric Wildman. Although this punishment was very much a possibility at the prep school I attended as a day pupil, I had never been naughty enough to merit a trip to the headmaster's office to receive it. Therefore, my only exposure to the cane was through comics such as the Beano. It looked just like these, with the classic crook handle. It was only about 3 feet long and very thin and flexible. My parents' bed had a low wooden footboard at the bottom of it. "Father, tap this now with the cane. Take down your shorts and pants, and bend over there," he ordered. I was so frightened by now that I feared I might actually wet my pants before I even got them down. This was so unfamiliar and scary, with my father in the role of a stern executioner. I fumbled with my lower clothes, however, and got them down to my ankles somehow. I looked up at my father with one last appeal on my face, but he merely nodded. "Over you go. This will hurt you very much, I'm afraid." I bent over the wooden footboard. I remember there was a small window open in the bedroom, and I felt the draft from this flow over my bottom as I bent over obediently. Then I was given my first ever 6 of the best. Father obviously considered that my first dose of the cane should be a memorable one, presumably with the intention of leaving me never wanting more ever again. I tried to be a big brave boy, but the first stroke made me cry out, the second actually made me cry, the third made me scream, and the final 3 were a blur of pain and tears. When he had finished, I was allowed to rise. I frantically rubbed my bare bottom, wailing all the while. "Never mind rubbing," Father said. "Pull your pants up now, then go downstairs and apologize to your mother." I waddled downstairs, still crying freely, the fabric of my underpants sticking against my now very hot little bottom. "I'm sorry, Mummy," I sobbed as soon as I saw her. She opened her arms and I ran into them for a really good cry. Eventually the sobbing subsided enough for Mother to lecture me. Then she said, "Let's see how you learned your lesson." She took down my shorts and pants and examined my newly caned bottom. "Well, I call that pretty good shooting. Did it hurt very much?" I nodded. "Good. If you can't be a good boy of your own accord, then the cane is there to help you, do you understand?" I nodded. She pulled my clothes back up and sent me outside to play with Dominic, accompanied by a sharp slap to the seat of my shorts, which made me wince. The marks on my buttocks lasted several days and it was painful to sit for a while, but I certainly learned my lesson. I grew to respect the cane and it actually made me feel very grown up to be taken upstairs by my father, especially while I continued to see Dominic bare-bottomed over mummy's lap like a naughty toddler.